Make It Right, the manufacturing podcast.
Welcome to the Make It Right podcast. I'm Janet Eastman, and today we talk the power of data to transform your manufacturing process. My guest is Vincent Casagrande. He is the Chief Technology Officer and co-founder of LucidEye4. They're a software as a service provider of cost-effective real-time production performance monitoring solutions for manufacturing lines. Hi, Vincent. Great to have you on the show.
Hi, Janet. Thanks for having me.
It's going to be really great to talk technology with you because you're going to give us some sort of an inside track onto to how this technology works on these massive manufacturing lines. So products produced by machines are created incredibly fast. The machines are huge, and it must be impossible to see kind of the little things that can make things go wrong in a split second. So tell me, how does the data give you insight into what's happening in those hidden areas?
Yes. So, Janet, one thing around production line is that they're very complex and large piece of equipment. And there's a huge amount of sensors and they generate a huge amount of data. And this data tells you a story about anything that happens on the production line. And it could be things related to warnings and alarms and things that go wrong and things that do also sometimes go exactly as they're supposed to be going. So this data contains information about the state of your production line, and it contains a lot of valuable information.
So how hard is it to read that data?
It can be sometimes quite hard. It depends on the technology that's being used to control the production line. Nowadays, a lot of production lines are using automation control equipment, PLC equipment, and those are all electronically and software-driven control systems. So if that's the case, the production line does record data automatically, and therefore it's easy. For the much older line, the ones that are electromechanical in nature, then it can be sometimes difficult to actually access the right information.
So if I'm sitting on a production line and I'm watching everything happen, am I constantly watching graphs on a screen or on my phone or whatever? Or does the data only feed to me when something is going wrong?
That's a very good question. One of the biggest issue I've seen in production line design is that they do have usually screens that allow the line operators to see what's happening in real time. The biggest problem is that the line operators do not spend a lot of time in front of those screens. What they do is they walk around the production line, they make sure raw material is being fed, they make sure the line is running properly, and they spend probably less than 5% of their time looking at the small screen that contains the real-time data. So the challenge is to be able to access this data and look at an aggregate of the data as opposed to looking at the screen and looking at the real-time data all the time, because it's definitely not possible for the line operators to do so.
So how do you know, and this may be a stupid question, but how do you know what data to act on?
So what you want to have a system in place that first of all aggregates all of that real-time data, analyze that data for you, present the data in a form that allows you to be able to truly understand what's happening and understand that very quickly. So you want to move away from raw data, from the bits and bytes, if you want, of data. You want to move towards information. And information could mean different things to different type of manufacturing. But typically what you want to have is some charts. You want to have some tables. You want to be able to have the line operators, the one controlling the production line, to quickly understand what's going on. And you need to have a system that automate the analysis of the real-time data for you and present that in a way that can be quickly understood and acted upon.
So there's data that's coming from right across the line, right? And if you're the line operator and you're walking around, I mean, I'm just trying to get a picture of how this actually works in a large factory. So if you're the line operator, you're constantly walking around looking at how the system is working, but you have an iPad with you or an iPhone or a phone, anything, like an electronic device on you. Is it going to beep at you and go, okay, problem here? Or what's going to happen so that you go, oh, I better go over there and see what's going on?
So, yeah, typically what you want to push the information out to the users. You don't want to have the users having to pull this information to them. And mobile devices, the ones you mentioned, mobile phones or tablets, are ideal for that because you can carry them with you and then you can always and quickly have a look at them and understand what's happening on the production line. So the delivery, if you want, of that information, the channel for delivery is definitely mobile. The other part that you want to have is you want to have, again, back to the way the information is presented, you want to quickly highlight through an automated analysis by the system. You want to automate the detection of issues, and you want to highlight the potential problems that the line is going through so that the line operators get a quick summary of the overall condition of the production line. And from that, they can right away take the necessary decisions. And the next step, obviously, is to implement these decisions. But it's very important that information gathered is shown in such a way that it helps the line operators truly understand the root causes of the problem, and then they can act upon it.
Okay. So when you implement a system that in a factory that's never had real-time data, how long does it take you to actually train up those people so they understand exactly what it is that they are seeing in those charts?
It doesn't take long, and the reason is fairly simple, actually. They usually know what information they need to have. The problem is they can't get this information out of the current technology they have. They rely on those very tiny screens located somewhere along the production line, and those screens don't contain what they need. So it's very easy for them to understand how they can make use of that information, because that's the information they wanted in the first place, but they couldn't access it, they couldn't have it. A typical deployment, I would say within a 1-2 month period, you can quickly see results, because operators take very little time to understand how the system works and how they can get value out of it.
So when you're actually talking to a company about implementing one of these systems, how do you explain to them? Like, should people be looking at the time value of data kind of in the same way that they view the time value of money?
Yeah, that's a very good analogy. So with the time value of money, what you want is you want to have $1 today because it's worth a lot more than $1 50 years from now. So when it comes to data, there's a similar concept. The value of the data decreases as the data gets old. It means that data generated right now has a lot more value for the organization and for the manufacturing organizations specifically than data that was generated, say, 6 months ago. So using that or understanding that, what you want is you want to have real-time data so that you can take real-time decisions. If you, for example, give me a summary of what happened during the last 24 hours, I can take decisions for the next 24 hours. But if I have the same real-time information, I can take decision right now to fix the problem that are happening on the production line right now. So it's critical that a system that you put in place to help manufacturing organization deals with real-time data coming from the production line. I wanted to go back to what Kevin Snook mentioned in one of your other podcasts. He talked about the two goals that manufacturing organizations have. One is to actually make the product, and the other one is to sell the product. Mm-hmm. We've seen that a lot of manufacturing businesses have real-time data when it comes to sales and marketing. So they know how many products have been sold pretty much in real time. But very few manufacturing organizations have real-time data when it comes to data being generated from their production lines. And it's very critical to have that data, to have that real-time data, to be able to quickly react to problems and issues that happen on the production line throughout the day.
So why would they have all that data for sales? I mean, I know why they have all that data for sales, but why would they be ignoring what is happening on the production line then?
I think there's a lot of effort that's been put in place, but it was mostly driven by the retailers, the distributors yeah. of fast-moving consumer goods, the supermarkets. They pushed this information out to the manufacturers, and they made that available to them. Whereas in the context of the production line, no one was really pushing towards real-time data. The suppliers of the production line usually didn't care too much about real-time data. There hasn't been a lot of development in that area from commercial IT focused companies. So it's very difficult for a manufacturing organization to be able to get a solution around real-time data on their production lines.
Okay, so basically if somebody isn't telling you, I need this information in order for us to continue to do business, they don't generally see it as being necessary.
They don't see it as being necessary. They also don't necessarily know it's out and available. The IT solutions that are out there tend to be very generic, tend to be very off-the-shelf product for the manufacturing industry. So it's difficult to find a good match to your technology needs in the context of manufacturing for the production lines.
Okay. So explain to me the difference between cloud and edge analytics and how are they used?
So cloud analytics is this idea where you want to push the data from where it's being generated to the cloud, and you want to analyze this data in the cloud. The edge analytics is different. You want to be able to analyze the data as close as possible to where it's being generated. And manufacturing businesses sometimes use edge analytics. And one example of it is camera vision, where they have a camera system in place to detect defects on the final product. And this generates a lot of data, and this data has to be analyzed very quickly. And therefore, they've implemented an edge analytics solution by having a server physically located close to the production line. In some cases, it may be more interesting to move towards a cloud analytics because you can scale the solution much faster. You can deliver a lot more services around it due to the processing power available in the cloud.
Okay, so if a company is pushing towards Industry 4.0, they have to be doing this then?
I think what they have to be doing is they have to start gather real-time data from the production lines. I think this is really the first step to understand what's happening within the factory. Companies, manufacturing businesses have data, but I call that peripheral data. They have data, for example, in a ERP system that deals with suppliers, vendors, that deals with human resource, deals with warehouse management. But they usually don't have real-time data from their production lines, from the production floor. Or they have very little data, or they have data that's not real-time, but that's end-of-shift data. So Industry 4.0, you really want to push towards getting real-time data from your production line and processing that data in real-time and delivering the information you gathered from the data to your line operators, to your plant director, so that they can take real-time decisions and they can react to problems and issues very quickly.
So you can't actually play in that Industry 4.0 space with just using general data that's generated at the end of a shift or over a longer period of time. Then you need that real-time data.
I think as a starting point, you can do that, but you really want to push towards real-time data, because that's where the value is. Going back to the time value of data, you want data that's being generated a couple seconds ago. You don't want to be dealing with data generated 11 hours ago, mm-hmm. Because it has lost its value and it's too late to react to it. You want to be able to react to problems and issues right away, even if it takes 1 or 2 minutes, but you want to be able to react to it very quickly. If you let me know what happened 11 hours ago, it doesn't really help me much, for example, as a line operator or as a plant director, because it's too late, because it's gone, because it's 11 hours ago. A typical production line in fast-moving consumer goods manufacturing runs at maybe 1,000-1,200 products per minute. So that's more than 15 products per second. And you can see that you need to be able to react quickly if something goes wrong on that production line. If you don't, you're going to be wasting a lot of product that you're going to have to throw away because of quality issues. It's going to cost you a lot of time. You're going to have downtime that you're not going to be able to find out where that downtime came from, what was the underlying root cause of it. You're going to have a lot of line stops, which reduce your efficiency. So again, it's very important. Real time is important because real time data is real time information, and it helps you make real time decisions from that.
So manufacturing is a constant cycle. You said it's a very, very fast paced cycle. So if you're starting with data, you get data, then you get info, insights, then to decisions, implementation, data, repeat. And if the manufacturing line is constantly changing all the time, you can see how stale data isn't really going to work, because maybe that was 5 cycles ago. Now the whole machine's changed again, right? So just quickly walk me through that cycle.
So the cycle is, you start with the data. The data is raw numbers. It's again, bits and bytes, if you want to talk of data in terms of IT, but it's the raw information you get from the production line, usually from sensors. And from there, you want to transform that into information. You want to display that data into a chart. You want to do some basic statistical analysis. You want to be able to visualize that data so that it makes more sense. From that information, you're going to get some insights. And those insights will help you then take a decision to modify certain things, to change something, to fix a particular problem, to deal with a particular recurring issues you're seeing on your production line. Once you've taken the decisions, you need to implement it. So you need to obviously take action. After that, you want to go back to the very beginning and start gathering data again, analyze that, get some information out of it, get some insights, take new decisions, and so on. So that's the cycle that manufacturing business go through or should go through when it comes to data related to their production equipment, production lines.
Okay, so is this what we call an information pathway?
Yeah, information pathway is a part of that. And the second part is you need to make sure that the right people have access to the right information. So you want to be able to break down this huge amount of information you've been able to gather, and you want to distribute that to the right people. So I took the example of the line operators versus the plant director. They have need for information, but they have need for different type of information. So you want to make sure that the right people in the organization get access to the right information, and that's how they can get the insights they need in their particular area. And then they can take decisions again in their particular area. So the pathways is meant to be a channel of distribution, but it's also meant to be the scope of what's being distributed to them, what's being most relevant to them.
Okay. So we're almost out of time, Vincent, but I wanted to ask you, based on the wealth of information that you've provided here, for a company who is starting now to consider using real-time data, how do they actually get started?
So the different ways, but the reality is it's challenging. It's challenging mostly because of the IT integration effort relate to accessing the data, extracting it, processing it, analyzing it, and so on. So my first advice to manufacturing businesses would be to seek out help from an external company that has had experience with ideally manufacturing businesses before and dealing with production line and data generated from those production line. So you, what you don't want to do, Janet, is you don't want to have your team, internal IT team, start a very long and complex project in the hope that this would lead to a quick and successful outcome, because most likely you're going to run into a lot of issues. So my advice is seek help outside, work with companies who are experienced in that field. And the second piece of advice is start small. Start with a small project first. Make sure you can get the data. Make sure you can analyze, first of all, a small amount of data. You can visualize it. You can get insights from it. And then incrementally increase the scope of the project, the amount of data you gather, the amount of information you're able to generate out of it. But make sure that every step you get value from it, you get valuable information, and of course you get valuable insights from using that information. So the going through the project incrementally is the best way to avoid potential disaster.
Perfect. Vincent, thank you so much for your insights.
Thank you, Janet.
And I hope the next time that we chat, maybe we can talk about machine learning and how it can be used in manufacturing.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, great. Thanks very much. Vincent Casagrande is the CTO and co-founder at LucidEye4. That is our podcast for today. Thank you very much for listening to Make It Right. Check us out on iTunes or on lucideye4.com at Make It Right.